The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're doing an off-topic, timely topic, which is Hilchos coronation. Okay, because I was thinking about the fact that the coronation is going to be this weekend of Charles III, and this is the first time I've been alive or conscious for a coronation of a king. Well, for Britain, yes, but I don't know what other kings in the world have been coronated or what press they've gotten.
I would assume you've probably been alive for other coronations.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying cognizant. Yeah. Okay, so because the psukim are so short, let's just look at the psukim here. Not even all of them. So this is in Devarim, Yud Zayin, Tes Vav. No, Yud Zayin, Yud Dalet. Kisavo El Haaretz Asher Ani. So when you come into the land that Hashem your God gives you and you inherit it and you settle in it, the Amarta, and you say, Asima alai melech kechol hagoyim asher sivibosai, I will appoint a king for me like all the nations that are around me. Som tasim alach melech asher yivchar Hashem milkecha bo. You shall surely appoint a king that Hashem your God will choose. Mikerev achacha tasim alach melech. From amidst your brothers, you shall appoint a king. Lo suchal aseis alecha ish nachri. You cannot appoint for yourself a foreign man, asher lo achicha, who is not your brother. Okay, then it says the mitzvahs that the king is not allowed to do. Rach lo yarbe lo susim. He should not increase forces for himself. Lo yashiv es ha'am mitzrayma. Laman harbos sus. He shouldn't bring the nation back to Egypt to increase horses. V'Hashem amar lo lachem lo sosifun lashuv b'derech zeh. Hashem said, don't go back on this way again. Yeah.
Super from the pasuk. Hey, are you only allowed to appoint a king if your neighbors are kings?
Okay. Yeah.
No, see, in second, does it mean it's also us to appoint a king except by lottery?
Okay, so the second question about, you mean the Hashem your God chooses?
Yeah.
So the Hashem your God chooses, we're going to see that in the Rambam. Regarding the first question of whether it's with, you mean with all the people around you wanting a king? Yeah, so I don't think we're going to get into this, but I was looking at the machlokas between the Bravanel and the Rambam about whether Minui HaMelech is a mitzvah or a concession, you know? And the Rambam definitely learns it's a mitzvah, but apparently it's not so agreed upon. And the Bravanel holds, I mean, this is more extreme than what you're saying, is that he holds that really, you know, there is no mitzvah to appoint a king, and it was only like the fact that the Jews demanded it that, you know, that God gave in and said, okay, look what's going to happen, and then that's what all the bad stuff happened. Yeah.
What's the definition of a king?
That's what we're going to see also.
Does a central government inherently make its leader a king?
Yeah, so that's what we're going to see in part from the Rambam. Yeah, see, this is also why I was thinking about the monarchy a lot this weekend, mm-hmm. also about like what the difference is between modern monarchies and stuff. Oh, by the way, if you have any questions about monarchies in general or Jewish monarchies, one of my friends is writing a book on Jewish monarchies, and he's a huge history buff. He's obsessed with the royalty of all types, and like he's a person to ask, and he's very knowledgeable in history. So if you have any questions, he would love if I sent the questions. Okay. Lo yarbe lo nashim, he should not have too many wives. Lo yasser levavo, and his heart should not turn aside. The kesef zahav lo yarbe lo ma'od, he should not have a lot of silver and gold. V'haya keshivto al kisim mamlachto, when he sits on the throne of the Malchus, v'chasav lo es mishne ha-Torah azos, mishne Torah, he should write this duplicate of the Torah, al sefer, on a scroll, mifnei ha-Kohanim ha-Levim, from before the Kohanim ha-Levim, that means copied from like the sefer Torah in the Azara. V'haysa imo v'kara bo kol yimei chayav, he should read in it, and it should be with him, and he should read in it all the days of his life, l'man yilmad, l'yira es Hashem elokav, so that he should learn to fear Hashem, his God, lishmor es kol divrei Torah zos, v'sachukim ha'ele, to guard all the words of this Torah and all of these chukim, to do them, levilti rum levavo me'echav, so that his heart does not become haughty over his brethren, ulevilti sur min ha'mitzvah yamin u'smol, and so he doesn't deviate from the mitzvah right or left, l'man yare chamim al mamlachto hu uvanav b'ker v'Yisrael, so that he will prolong his days on his kingdom, over his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Because those are the psukim. Okay, so let's look at the halachos. Okay, so shlosh mitzvos nitzav Yisrael b'shas kinisas la'aretz. So there are three mitzvos that are commanded on the Jewish people when they enter the land, and it's going to be clear that these are not mitzvos that you can do individually. These is chiyuv on the people. Limnos la'melach, to appoint a king. You should appoint a king. To annihilate the offspring of a Malek, and to build a temple. It's funny he doesn't quote the pasuk I guess because this is Uvas Hashama for the permanent Mikdash. Yeah, right. Yeah, that is about the Mishkan. It's true, but it's funny that is this even a Lashon Tzivui? It's funny. I mean, it's not the most clear lashon for building a binyan beis hamikdash. Okay. Minui melech kodem lemelchamas amalek. So you have to appoint a king before you go to war with Amalek. Shneimar osi shalach Hashem lemashachacha limshachacha lemelech v'chule. Ata lech lekisas amalek. So in Sefer Shmuel, that's how it happened. Okay. So the appointment of the king, and then he told the king to wipe out Amalek. V'hachrasas zer Amalek kodemas lebinyan abayis. And same thing, Amalek has to come before the binyan abayis. Shneimar v'hiki yeshiv amalech beveso, but Hashem hiniach lo misaviv mikol oivav. V'yomer melech el nasan hanavi re'e. Na anochi yoshev bebeis arazim. Okay, so that's also interesting, right? Because this is not after the building of the Beis Hamikdash, right? This is Shiloh?
No, that's David's talking about how he's in a palace. It's like, how can I be in a palace when I'm...
Oh, that's everything. Okay, right. So, but practically speaking, though, the Hakras Zer Amalek was initiated before the beginning of the Mishmikdash, right?
It wasn't finished,
right. But when he says v'hakrasas, does he just mean you have to like save one Amalek for dessert? Like, you know, like he doesn't mean you can't initiate it, is what I'm saying, seemingly. Okay, ma'achashah comes a melech mitzvah, lama lo rata kadosh baruch hu kishasha'alu melech mishmo. Okay, so now he has to address the question. Since the setting up of a king is a mitzvah, why did God not want, when they asked for a king from Shmuel, why did he not desire it, right? So it's clear from the Navi that it was objectionable. Lefisha shalu b'tarumas, because they asked with complaint. V'lo shalu l'kayim ha-mitzvah. They did not ask in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Elam ipnei shekatu b'shmul ha-Navi. They asked because they were disgusted with Shmuel ha-Navi. Shneimar ki lo osecha ma'asu, ki imo si ma'asu. Hashem says to Shmuel, they weren't disgusted with you, they were disgusted with me. It's not you, it's me. Okay. So in other words, it wasn't for the right reasons. Okay, here we get to the actual appointment of the king. So you need two things. You need a basin of 71, so the full Sanhedrin, and you need a Navi. Like Yoshua, who was appointed by Moshe and his basin. So is this the halakha that Yehoshua has a din of melech? Because that's how the formula goes. He's saying you need a Navi, Moshe, and a Beis Din. Just like you have a Navi, Shmuel, and a Beis Din, and his Beis Din. Right? So it sounds like, because I know Moshe had the din of melech. That's like an open halakha in the Rambam. But Yehoshua, I've just never heard of that before. Yeah, I mean, so this is addressing your question of like, what do we mean by melech, right? But this also is weird because this is not the melech that is, b'shas k'nisas on la'aretz. I mean, I guess Moshe appointed Yehoshua beforehand, but it was b'shas k'nisas on la'aretz, just not after they went in. See, this is one I wish I had the Yad Pshuta on this. No Yad Pshuta. By the way, just a side point, in case I end up forgetting, tomorrow is his yard site, I found out, is Rav Nachum Rabinovich. So I'm asking if there's some piece that we can do that is like from him, that is like emblematic of his Torah, but I don't know if we're going to find it. All right. So that's what you need. Okay, then he says, Ema midin melech mikahal gerim. Oh, now we get into the halachos about appointing a ger. Okay, so this is also, and appointing women. Ema midin melech mikahal gerim. We do not appoint a king from the gerim, from the congregation of gerim. So remember, there's two kahals in Klal Yisrael. There's the kahal in terms of Torah and mitzvos, in which ger and ezrach are equal. And then there's a kahal in terms of like bios asuros and like lineage, in which case gerim are not equal, Okay, so this is the case where we do discriminate. Afilu achar kama doros, even after many generations, ashatiye imo miYisrael, until his mother is from Israel, which practically means at a certain point the geros is going to be forgotten, and he'll have a mother who is, for all intents and purposes, a born Jew. Shnemar lo suchal lasis alecha ish nachri asher lo achicha. It says you may not appoint a foreign brother who is not a foreign man who is not your brother. Velo lemalchus bilvad, not just for malchus, ela lechol sraros shebi Israel. You cannot appoint a ger for any position of authority in Israel. Lo sar tzava, lo sar chamishim, lo asara. Not an officer of an army, not an officer of 50, nor an officer of 10. Afilu mamuna al amas hamayim, shemachalik mimena lasados. You can't even appoint a ger as an officer over an irrigation ditch that waters the fields. Yeah. What was that? A pretty extreme. Was that an irrigation pun? Yeah. Okay. In sorry, lomar dayan or nasi. Certainly, you cannot appoint him as a dayan or a nasi. Shelo yehi ela miYisrael. That they can only be from Israel. Okay. Yeah. So, what are you going to ask? More than that, I think. You have, and the Rambam himself says, and this is a classic question, I think. Yeah. Right. So that is actually his point. Yeah, we're gonna, with the kings, that definitely was the case. There's a lot of people who were appointed as kings, we shouldn't have appointed as kings. No, who we're not allowed to appoint as kings. Okay, so Shmaya Naftalion were Gary Tzedek. So that's definitely two of them. I thought there were more, but Yosef Aviv was a Gary Tzedek, and oh, that's the son of Ger Tzedek. Okay, fine. So definitely Shmaya and Naftalion were the Nasi and Av Beis Din, right? So there's different questions about how it is that they were appointed. So one possibility is that it was Shas HaDechak. Other possibility is that they were not, they functioned kind of like Devorah HaShofetes. She functioned in the capacity, but not in the official position. So they weighed in and stuff. Yeah.
What is wrong with that? Other
than the what? Other than the pasuk, no, it's from the Melech. Yeah,
wrong.
Well, he's quoting a drash of Chazal. Shneimar mikerav achacha tasi melacha melech kol mesimos she'ata mesi melacha lo yihu ela mikerav achacha. And I think this is just an open Chazal. Let's just see the source. Yeah, the question is on the.
I want to see that.
Yeah, okay. Mikerva Chacha from Yavamos. Amar Rava, is this the one? Cool. Yeah, here we go. Mikerva Chacha in Kedushin, Ayin Vavam Beis. Tanya, Som Tasim Alacha Melech, Mikerva Chacha, Kol Misim Yoshat Mesim, Lo Yihu Ela Mikerv Achacha. And the Torah Tumima says, Ratzon Lomar Lo Rak Melech Tzarech Limnos MiYisraelim V'lo MiGerim Ela Gam Mamunim L'Chol Sraro Shebi Yisrael V'Ein Tzarech Lomar Dayan Onasi. I mean, that's just quoting the Rambam. Yeah. So that's a Gemara. Okay. So that is that. And so there are these modern shilos about are you allowed to appoint a ger as a principal of a school, or as a rav of a shul or something like that, and these are shilos that are dealt with. Because the whole question also is what constitutes authority nowadays, Right. So I looked into that over the weekend also. What did I find? I think the... So... Yeah, I mean, Melech, I forgot if the Tame HaMitzvos are connected Davka to Melech. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Shorsh Mitzvah HaMitzvah Yedua, Ki Mihios HaMamuna L'Rosh L'Hachnia L'Kol Bakol Asher Yidaber. So since one of the appointments of the king is to subdue everyone who, in terms of everything that he speaks, Tzarech Lios Al-Kopanim Mizeri Yisrael Shem Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim. So you need to have the national Jewish trait of Rachmanus. Kadeshi Racham al Ha'am Shalal Hachbit Ulam Bashum Davar Mikol HaDavarim. I don't think this is the one I read. V'yehav Ha'emes V'atzedek V'ayosher Ki Yadu L'chol Shuhum Mimishpachas Abraham Sheishba Kol Tov Az Elu. Okay, fine. So he puts in terms of mitos. Someone else I saw explained that two reasons. One is that you are always worried about there's always a worry that a ger is going to go back to their non-Torah lifestyle, and you don't want to put a king in that position. I don't know. That doesn't explain with the irrigation ditch, you know?
Yeah.
Right. The other explanation for king, which also doesn't really apply to all Sraros, maybe, is a question of trust, you know, of like, you know, is this someone who is really like, is this a foreign agent? You know, same reason like an American can't be president, you know, if he's like a foreigner or whatever, you know. What was that?
It's a good deterrent. Meaning like you can't expect to become a beer and then be like, I'm going to be like vice president.
Oh, well, do you know the story with Hillel? This is Hillel, the guy heard we were doing this. We were doing this, right? Yeah, a guy. Goy was walking by the basement midrash, whistling probably, and he heard them learning about the Big Day Kahuna, and he wanted some for himself. So he went to Shammai and said, "Convert me on the condition that I'll be a Kohen Gadol." And Shammai like chased him out with a ruler. And then he went to Hillel and said the same thing. And Hillel, so machlokes is whether Hillel converted him on the spot or converted him later. But the point is that he converted him, and then he was learning, and then he got to this pasuk and said, "Wait a minute, who is this talking about?" Oh, no, sorry. It was not this pasuk. It was the pasuk about a Kohen and a similar pasuk. And it says, you know, you can't have someone who's a czar, you know, and then he says, like, that's me. You know, I can never be a Kohen Gadol. But then later on, he came and he thanked Hillel for converting him, you know, because he saw the conversion was good. So maybe you could, so it does maybe function as a deterrent, but I'm understanding it as it's more a question of the king needs to be trusted by the people. And if he's a foreigner, look, I mean, in our day, I don't know if you're too young to remember this, in our day, there was the conspiracy theory that Barack Obama was secretly a Muslim and he's like working for like all the Muslims, you know, mm-hmm. and like people like spun that, that theory.
You were not young for that.
Okay, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. Let me just read one more halacha because it's from the same pasuk. Two more halachos. In ma'amidin isha b'malchus, we don't appoint a queen as in malchus. Shenemar melech v'lo malka. So it says king, not a queen. V'chein kol mesimus shebi Yisrael im memanin behen ela ish. All appointments in Israel, we only appoint a we only appoint a man. Now it's interesting because he says the same lashon by ger. But this is part of the issue of women rabbis. And I've never heard anyone say that a ger can't be a rabbi, you know, but people say this for women, you know. So I always wonder, like, if we get this from the same pasuk and the formulation of the halakha, at least in the Ram, is the same, I wonder, like, how that's parsed out, you know. Yeah, it's a good question. And by the way, side point, which is, I know, a whole separate sugya, which we did, like, 2 years ago, is that it's not a question of whether a woman can paskin. Because at least according to the Sefer Chinuch, because the Sefer Chinuch, you know, there's the Isser to Paskin while drunk, and the Sefer Chinuch says at the end of every mitzvah whether the mitzvah applies to men and women, and he says for that one that applies to men and women. It's a question though of like a position of being a of like psikas din of like, you know, so that's another question, like what the difference is. And then the last one, which is relevant here, is in ma'amidin melech v'lo kohen gadol lo. Wait, did I skip? No. Actually, I want to save this for next time. Yeah. Okay. Did he not have a thing? I guess Levim come later. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, I either want to continue this or do some Yad Pshuta thing. I don't know. I kind of want to continue this, but yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm curious about the coronation stuff. Okay.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.